I do, consistent with my prior statement, I do want to assure the committee that the documents, the records have been produced to us in OPEGA under our statute, and that we are very much fully engaged in working through every document, every recording, every piece of evidence in the file, and that in as expeditious a manner as possible, we will come to some conclusions regarding where the agency intersected with the lives of these children, and come to some conclusions about those intersections, those interactions. And this is consistent with the review that was done in 2018 by OPEGA concerning the two previous Marissa Kennedy and Kendall Chick matters. So we are working away, and we will continue to get that job done.
Comments, questions? Thank you, Peter. So the last item on our agenda is scheduling future meeting dates, and we had considered a November meeting initially. However, we scheduled this meeting at the request of members. As far as our work plan goes, I believe we've cleared the deck. The committee's authorized chairs and leads to carry the Superior Court filing forward. I'm not aware of a compelling reason to meet in November at this point. But if there are members who wish to meet, I think now would be the time to speak that. Senator Kime.
So my only question, I guess I also don't see a reason to meet, but I also find that it's very difficult to pull together a meeting once if one is not scheduled. So I don't know if we should put one on and then cancel it if we find if there is something that comes up that we need to meet for, it seems much harder to make it happen if some of us want to meet than if we, you know. So I don't know if we pull one together, if we say tentative meeting date is this and maybe we'll cancel, as opposed to just saying we're not going to meet, because then we certainly won't, even if some of us want to.
Peter, can you speak to the notice requirements for the chairs to call a meeting?
Yes, under the rules, I think the better practice then would be to have the placeholder meeting if there is any notion that there's going to be one. It does make more sense to notice it and then,
I guess my question is, if the chairs decide to call a meeting, how many days need to elapse?
Forgive me, Senator. My apologies.
It's okay.
Yes. Thought I had the rules with me. I believe it's 7 days.
Senator Kime, what kind of circumstance do you feel, outside of having chairs and leads delegated to handle the Superior Court filing, what sorts of items do you envision would require the committee to reconvene?
I guess it would only be if we happen to get records, or if there was some sort of court filing issue that we needed the committee to vote on. I had asked this question about having a meeting called. I think the staff, the OPEGA staff, looked up for me and said there was not a notice requirement unless it was a public hearing, which it wouldn't be. So I don't know, but I know that I hadn't also seen in the future, realizing that I didn't want us to be waiting on 1 month between our conversations, because I think we have delayed unnecessarily our review of OCFS. So I just don't want to make that mistake of just saying, okay, we're not going to meet again until whatever, December or something, and then have something come up that we feel we should be meeting about. I would suggest maybe we put November 17th on the calendar for a meeting. I'm sorry, is this a 16th, I guess. And it's tentative, you know, we could cancel it if nothing comes up because we don't really have any other work. But if we don't put it on there, then people also won't keep that on their schedule and available. So we'll run into the problem of not having people available even if we did want to meet.
So we'll plan to convene November 16th. You know, I do have to object to this notion that we've unnecessarily delayed our review of OCFS. This work has dominated the work of this committee for 6 years. I've heard it from Senator Keim and Senator Timberlake repeatedly over the last several months, suggesting that the committee is somehow derelict in its duties and doing everything it can to analyze the issues around child protective services. So I just want to make sure that.
So to clarify what I said, I only am referring to the fact that we, we didn't have OPEGA request the records. And then when we realized we hadn't done that, it's 4 weeks before, you know what I mean? So I just didn't want that 4 weeks. And then when we decided to issue a subpoena, we waited another 4 weeks before we, you know, decide to take them, you know, to move it forward to court, which if we were a single individual working on behalf of our
Senator Keim, we received the rejection of the subpoena 2 weeks after we asked for it. You asked to meet while I was out of state. And that was a week later. And I said, go ahead and meet without me if you need. We're here now 2 weeks after we received the denial of the subpoena. So I feel we've moved as quickly as we can as a body of 12. So with that, we will meet, we'll plan to meet on November 16th. Is there any other business the committee wishes to bring forward at this time? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn would be in order. Second. Moved by Senator Bennett, seconded by Representative Stone. All in favor?